Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's your biggest concern right now with the transfer portal? What Tennessee might or might not do, or what Tennessee might have done to them, Caleb?
I think it's more what Tennessee might or might not do. I don't think Tennessee is going to get – if Tennessee gets poached, it's not with anybody significant. I think they've actually done a pretty good job from an NIL perspective of keeping the players they care about the most. But if they don't get certain players at certain positions, they're in some trouble. I mean, they desperately need a running back. They desperately need a couple of offensive linemen. And if they don't get those, there could be issues in the fall. They're an injury away from a bust of a season, given all the hype behind the team right now.
I agree with that. I'm not going to argue with that at all. But I think Tennessee has some bigger concerns as well. And it's not going out and getting guys. It's just standing pat. I think you're going to see Alabama go out with a newfound focus of how to recruit without Nick Saban. Don't be surprised if Alabama tries to make a run at some guys around the country. But Alabama cannot get any of Tennessee's players because it's the spring transfer period. So who should you be worried about? Be worried about Miami. Keep an eye out for Miami. A couple of others that could dip into the SEC would be Washington. Why? Because they lost like 21 of 22 starters, I believe, with the Kalen DeBoer coaching change. So defensive tackle is going to be one that teams are going to be going for, surprisingly. You don't have a lot of quarterbacks that are going to be in demand this upcoming fall, but defensive tackle is clearly what Tennessee is best at. And can they afford to keep six defensive tackles, which they have now, because that's the position that most people want to land in this transfer portal, according to our friends at CBS Sports.
Well, has Tennessee really lost anybody that they really, really wanted to keep in December?
Well, let me ask you that. So can we call Tyler Barron a good middle-of-the-road player, a good starter? You're not turning him down at any point in the recruiting process or as a freshman, sophomore, or junior. But if he wants to go, you're not losing sleep that night. You don't have to kill a bottle of Maker's Mark to hit the hay, okay? Can we consider him that type of guy? Is that fair?
That's totally fair. That's totally fair. By the way, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't consider him that. I considered him much better. But then I heard about all the disagreements and fights he had with Rodney Garner, which leads me to believe you're not going to lose sleep.
So he's a good, hey, you want to stay, you want to go, let us know by 5 o'clock. Okay. I mean, that's that type of guy. Do you think Tennessee will lose that type of player in this transfer portal, which would be a significant player, but not a huge player? So I'm kind of putting the over under on a C plus B minus player. I think Tennessee will lose something more significant than that, less significant, about the same, or nothing.
I think they could lose somebody as significant as that. We could be looking at a defensive lineman gone because of that. Here's where Tennessee has, would freak out.
Defensive tackle's scary to me.
I wouldn't freak out over losing a defensive tackle. I would freak out over losing the offensive version of Tyler Barron. And I don't mean attitude because I think he is a hard worker and I think he likes being at Tennessee. But in terms of talent, the offensive version is John Campbell Jr. And I, you know, you can maybe see him poached. And then you would have to go all out to keep him because you, like we just talked about, you don't have a lot of depth on the offensive line. So if you lose a John Campbell, if you lose one of the good offensive linemen you have, you're in big trouble.
Big trouble is maybe being a little bit too nice.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ray Barner Ford, local you can trust, innovation you can afford. Go to RayBarnerFord.com, RayBarnerFord.com. And I don't think that Tennessee is going to lose anybody, let's say, of that Barron elk or better. However, I would like for someone to explain to me for just a second why the SEC has a rule that makes it more difficult to field a successful football team, because that's exactly what they have with this spring portal rule that they can't transfer from SEC to SEC school. Well, that sounds great and like you're protecting your own, but in reality, you're just opening up the gates so the wolves can come in and feast on the sheep, because that's what's going to happen with schools like Miami, Michigan, and Washington. Watch and see.
That's a great point. And also Ohio State, because I don't know if you guys saw this the other day. Ohio State is opening the checkbook to win a national title this year. They're doing everything possible to the point to where I don't know how you are. I'm pretty convinced that they're going to fire Ryan Day. If they don't
win it all this year. It feels like this is pushing all of your chips in the middle of the table for Ryan Day.
It does. It does.
You're in or you're out.
Yep. That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, so they're going to start poaching the SEC. And you're right. If you tell them they can't transfer to other SEC schools, you're just really inflating the Big Ten at a time. It's funny you bring this up, when the SEC and the Big Ten are about to be in some bidding wars for some ACC schools.
Yeah, they are. Caleb, let me ask you this too. If the SEC is being altruistic, which is you should be able to hold together your roster in these spring portal periods, that's why other SEC teams can't come poach your guys, then why isn't the rule across the board and you can't go get guys from the Big Ten and other conferences? Have you thought about that?
That is a good question. Why isn't it across the board? Like, what do you think it is?
I think this was one of Nick Saban's last volleys out the door. He said it's unfair to come after other players in the spring, and I may help you do this thing that you need me to help you do, working with the SEC and helping make change in NIL. You want me to speak in front of Congress. But I want this taken care of, and that is you can't transfer from SEC school to SEC school in the spring. He did it at some point. I believe that came straight from his mouth in some shape, form, or fashion.
I could see that. Nick Saban wielded a lot of power, largely with coaches. It was kind of – you know what he was? You ever follow politics? You know, every the party has the each party has their whip, the person responsible for getting you votes to get a bill passed.
Whereas I like to call him – the Devo.
Don't even know what that means.
Devo, crack that whip. No.
So, yeah, they, you know, you have the whip who's responsible for getting the votes, whipping up the votes, gathering the votes. And basically the deal is like they have the most power in Congress because they're like, give me what I want or I'm not going to get you the votes. Nick Saban is basically what you're saying, the whip of the SEC. He's like, you give me what I want and I'll give you the coaches' votes for this or that or this or that.
Yeah, and which is why I still say to this day, I don't even care if it's Nick Saban or somebody as great as him. When they say they don't want to be a part of your organization any longer, you don't find a role for them. You say, thanks, appreciate what you did, been really special. But are you telling me that Nick Saban's going to hang around and he's going to have Alabama or the SEC's best interest at heart instead of his own? That's asking a lot of any man.
I think he's going to have college football's best interest at heart. I do. I think Nick Saban, what does Nick Saban have to do anymore? Like, what is he trying to do for himself? I think he is looking altruistically at college football. Maybe he thinks the SEC can set an example by doing this. But it will hurt Tennessee. And honestly, the funny part is it's really going to hurt Alabama. I think Kalen DeBoer probably wanted Alabama's spring game to kind of sell it. Oh, we're going to keep this thing going. It is funny you bring up Miami because, okay, just sidebar, this is where sports discourse gets so stupid, Dave. You go online, Miami, they genuinely think because Cam Ward had a good stat line in the spring game, that's going to encourage Miami. That's going to entice a lot of transfer players to go to Miami.
I should do it. No, it should be that. Yeah. So welcome. We own you, South Florida. Here we go.
We got
a can. Good to go, boy.
our quarterback played so good in the spring game. Now everybody's going to want to play for him. Like that really happens.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.